This is the introduction to my beginning Tlingit student podcast. Throughout my episodes, I will talk about Tlingit history in Southeast Alaska. I will cover Tlingit language, stories, and appreciation. And as I go on,
16-year-old Mia Wiederspoon has studied Tlingit for about 2 years.
So I said, my name is Yesh Dlok. So that means Raven's sister. And the reason I chose that name is because my grandpa, who just passed away, would always call me sister. And my dad since my grandpa started that, my dad calls me sister too. And my older brother calls me that as well. So I just wanted to kind of reflect on that in my name.
She didn't necessarily set out to make a podcast. Her experience putting Tlingit on the airwaves started with another show called Applications of Learning Tlingit Language. That was originally a program to help teach Wrangell elementary students beginning Tlingit.
We did that, and then we turned it into our little radio show because it's the same material. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's same beginning Tlingit. And then I learned history through teaching history, like telling stories on my podcast and that sort of thing.
Wiederspoon says she was inspired by the way her Tlingit teacher, Juan Klein Virginia Oliver, or The Frost on the Beach When the Glacier Passes Over, structured her classes.
History, stories, and language. She would do that like every day, those three things every day. And I was just like, okay, I really like how that works. It sounds good. It's fun to hear. And I think I can make a podcast out of it. So that's where I got my idea, was from her teaching.
Wiederspoon says her favorite part of the podcast project was including her classmates, speaking with them in Tlingit.
Because I would go on the radio and ask them, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite animal? That sort of thing. How do you say, or like, what's your introduction? Wasa I duasak.
Tlingit chenach, wushtin yuchat duasak. Leka chenach, Ryan, yuchat duasak. Leich nach chatziti.
Wiederspoon says when it came to naming the podcast, she'd been thinking something basic, like beginning Tlingit language podcast. But when she asked her teacher what she thought, Oliver had a better idea.
And she sat there and thought for like 15 minutes straight, which doesn't sound that long, but she seriously was just sitting there thinking for 15 minutes. And then finally she's like, she comes to tears when she thinks of Mia's gift. Because it's your contribution to the culture and the community. And that brought her to tears. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of making me sad, but not sad, but just sentimental.
Wiederspoon says she had some apprehension about approaching a podcast focused on Tlingit language and culture, but Oliver gave her some important advice before she started recording.
She's like, hey, just a warning, you're going to be being watched by elders, by college professors. Just be careful on everything you say, make sure you do it right, and make sure you pay your respects. And I did all of those things, I've done all of those things, and things have been going well. People have just been excited with me, and I haven't had any problems yet.
Wiederspoon has already received accolades for the podcast. Earlier this year, she was named the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce's Young Leader of the Year. She also won a $1,500 scholarship from Spirit of Youth for winning their Dreamer Award. Wiederspoon will be a junior in high school this year. She says she'll try and finish high school requirements early so she can take college courses during her senior year. That's going to make it difficult to put together more episodes of Mia's Gift, but she wants to try.
I'm not going to have my Tlingit class next year. And I'm not going to have an OJT, so it's going to be really hard for me to continue. But I still think I'll end up doing something either way, because I really love it.
OJT is on-the-job training, which allowed her to record her podcast this year. One topic Wiederspoon wants to pursue is diving deeper into the history of the former Bureau of Indian Education boarding school in Wrangell, the Wrangell Institute. In addition to thinking about the future of Mia's Gift, Wiederspoon is also planning for her broader future. She's interested in sonography, working with ultrasounds, or outdoor recreation.
I definitely don't want to spend my whole life doing just one thing. And throughout those jobs, you know, throughout learning how to do those sorts of things, I want to still be a part of, like, my culture and continue learning. And it's going to be hard because, you know, Virginia's not going to be around forever. And she's seriously the best teacher I could ever ask for when it comes to Tlingit. But yeah, there's always ways you can involve yourself in the community and just continue to help teach and learn.
Listen to Mia's Gift on kstk.org.
Thank you so much for listening. Gunish chisha chet yin tsa a chet. Ziagin tsa. See you later.
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.